Chapter 6. Before we left the high-rise, we pulled the unconscious security guard out of the closet, untied him, and propped him up behind the desk with his phone in his hand. He would either think that he had one hell of a dream, or that he was completely crazy. But either way, he wasn't a witness that we needed to eliminate. Then, once we were back in the van, Norma hacked into the camera feed for the condo building again and set it up to start recording like normal again, about 2 minutes after we left. By the time we made it back to my mansion, it was firmly the middle of the night, so we all turned in to get a little rest, since I figured I could probably use a few hours of sleep. The next morning, I woke up to about a dozen different alerts on my phone that all informed me that Roger Barry, the CEO of Wardens Corp., had been found, murdered in his own condo, along with every single member of his security detail. No suspect had been named yet, but Optimo had called for a press conference later this morning to express his grief and outrage. And more than likely, he also planned to push for more power for himself within the organization. I scrolled through the news stories to gather the highlights, but when it looked like there was nothing to link the execution back to us, I rolled out of bed and headed downstairs for breakfast. Eileen had also sent an alert to my phone that Optimo's synthetic DNA should be ready shortly, so I thought I'd try to get in a quick bite to eat before I headed down to the cellar to join her. Norma's door was still closed when I passed it, so I guessed that she must be sleeping in. But Penumbra and Elizabeth were both gone from their rooms. When I entered the kitchen, Penumbra was standing up with a bowl of cereal as she watched the news, and at first she didn't hear me come in. It was only when I opened the fridge that she jumped and then turned toward me with a smile.
Norma did a really good job cleaning up a crime scene,
the blonde said with a smile. Well, no surprises there, I said, as I grabbed some cereal and milk for myself. Have you seen Elizabeth?
Oh, she wanted to hit the gym again this morning. I was too hungry to work out first thing.
I'm actually glad that I caught you alone. There's something that I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, like something fun?
The blonde asked as she came over to join me at the table. Well, maybe, but it will definitely be helpful, even if it's not super fun.
Oh, if it'll help you out, you know I'll do anything.
I know you will. That's exactly why I'm going to send you back to Grayville.
Wait. What? I thought I was part of your team.
You are. I'm not sending you back there permanently or anything. It's just temporary.
Oh, okay, thank goodness.
The blonde superheroine said as she leaned back in her chair.
You almost gave me a heart attack, Miles.
No, I'm glad you'll recover.
Hold on. Does this have anything to do with Optimo?
Penumbra narrowed her pale blue eyes.
Am I going to get to be, like, my own decoy?
Yep, that's the idea. I want you to pop up in Grayville like you never left it, so if Optimo suddenly gets curious about where you are or if you were in downtown Pinnacle City last night, it'll look like you've been in Grayville this whole time.
Oh, that makes sense. I guess I should probably make sure I get photographed to do something kind of heroic while I'm there, right?
Yeah, it would definitely be helpful if the news crews there got some footage of you. I'm sure if we call up Beacon, he should be able to give us a rundown of what's going on in the city. He can tell you if there are any small-time villains or criminals that you can take on, just so everybody sees that you're in Grayville.
Beacon would do anything that you ask him to. You're totally his idol.
That sure beats the hell out of looking up to the fucking Shadow Knight.
Isn't that the truth?
Penumbra smiled.
But, how long do you think I'll need to be gone?
No, it shouldn't be long. Maybe a couple of days at the most. I just want to have everything in place for us to strike against Optimo, and then you can come back and help me take him down.
Okay, then when do I need to leave?
Oh, I need you to leave this morning, as soon as you can pack a few things to take with you, actually.
All right.
Penumbra said, and then raised her cereal bowl to finish the last of her milk.
I just hope I don't have to be gone too long. I'm gonna, like, you know, miss you and stuff.
Oh, that's sweet. I said with a smirk. But don't worry. I plan to kill Optimo as soon as possible, so you won't be gone for long at all.
Then I guess I better go pack. I'll be right down.
She started to stand up from the table, but I just grabbed her hand and pulled her down toward me to kiss her. Her lips melted against mine as I pulled her closer, and when I finally released my grip on her, I gave her a light smack on the ass. I'll, like, miss you and stuff, too. I teased her with the same phrase that she had just used. Penumbra just blushed a pretty shade of pink and floated upstairs. By the time I finished breakfast and getting ready, Elizabeth had finished her workout and taken a quick shower, and Norma had rolled out of bed and fixed herself some cream and sprinkle-covered hot drink that looked more like a sundae than a cup of coffee. She downed it as quickly as she could when I told her I was headed to the cellar, but before the three of us got on the elevator, Penumbra came downstairs with a little suitcase.
All right, I'm off! I'll see you soon, though, right? You know, Miles.
Elizabeth said with a smile.
My dad'll be very long at all before everything is ready to go, and then you can come right back here. And then you'll never have to leave again if you don't want to, because with Optimo out of the picture...
And the entire Warden's Corp.
Yeah, that too. But with all of them gone, we can basically do a... well, whatever we want. Wherever we want to. And whenever we want to. It will be nice to go out to eat sometimes.
Penumbra said with a little sniff.
I've always dreamed about spending time in Pinnacle City.
Don't worry. As soon as Optimo is dead, you'll have total free reign in the city and anywhere else you want to go.
Oh, there's nowhere else I want to go. Not without you anyway, Miles.
I gave her another quick kiss before Penumbra headed out to go back to Greyville. But as soon as she left, I turned to Norma and Elizabeth with a smile. Who's ready to see what Eileen's been up to?
Oh, hell yes! I want to see you get some badass superpowers. Does she have the synthetic DNA ready?
Well, she said it'd be ready by now, so let's go find out. After we took the elevator 4 stories down to the cellar, we found Eileen bent over one of my workstations, while the news hummed softly on the projection screen in the lounge. My beautiful android straightened and turned toward us the moment we entered the cellar, and I saw that today she had dressed herself in a tight blue corset, thigh-high boots, and not much of anything else. It might not have been the most practical work outfit, even though it sure as hell was the sexiest. But of course Eileen was an android, so she didn't have to think about the same considerations that a human woman did. Every inch of her could be made again, since her consciousness could inhabit any body that I created for her. So, just in case there was some kind of chemistry accident in the cellar, well, it wouldn't really affect her at all. Besides, I knew that she liked to dress up to please me. How's the DNA coming? I asked as we moved to join her.
I have completed the synthetic DNA.
Eileen replied with an expression that almost looked like a smile.
And I have already started on the next phase, Creator.
Wait, what's the next phase?
Making stem cells out of the DNA. I had some of my bone marrow taken out to be stored in the fridge down here, exactly for these kinds of experiments.
Oh, yep, that makes sense.
Does it? I had thought extracting bone marrow just to have some on hand in case I ever needed it was a bit extreme, even for me.
I guess I'm just getting used to a new normal.
Well, that is what I'm counting on.
Sorry, maybe it made sense to you, but can somebody explain to me how that works? We don't all have average understanding of genetic engineering, you know?
I reprogram the cells in Miles' bone marrow and turn them back into stem cells.
Eileen said.
It is a complex but not complicated process, if you know what you're doing.
Have you already spliced the key sequences from Optimo's DNA into the proper spots in my stem cells? That's the last step before we can inject them into me.
Yes.
My robotic assistant replied.
It will take a little bit of time for them to cook, since it's synthetic DNA. But when the stem cells are ready, you should be able to inject them into yourself and then have full use of Optimo's powers.
Just like that?
Well, not exactly. We'll still have to work out a few kinks. Normal stem cell treatments only last for a certain amount of time, so I imagine the same thing is probably true for superpowered stem cells.
So that means you might get Optimo's powers, but you might only have them for just a few minutes or something, and then they'll just disappear again?
Yeah. So we'll have to come up with something to address that little problem. We need a way to make sure that Optimo's powers actually splice with my DNA permanently. But I'm sure between Norma's average knowledge and Eileen's resources, we can come up with something.
I actually think I might have a way to fix that.
Norma said as she adjusted her glasses. Good. And I want to hear all about it. But first, I want to test out the stem cells and see just how fast superpowered DNA wears off. Then we can talk about your plan to make the injected DNA work a little more permanently.
But Eileen said that the stem cells with Optimo's powers weren't ready yet.
No, they're not. But they'll only take a while to cook because it's synthetic DNA. If we use some actual superhero DNA, Oh, I should be able to inject that into myself right away.
Oh, do you want some of mine?
Yes, please, I said with a grin, if you don't mind. While Eileen took Elizabeth to get set up for the process, Norma and I headed to the cellar lounge. The reporter on screen had just announced the start of Optimo's press conference, and I wanted to hear what he thought about Roger Berry's death. I turned up the volume so Eileen and Elizabeth could hear it at the same time they spliced some of my stem cells with Dynamo's DNA.
And now we turn our attention to Optimo. In the wake of the Warden Corp CEO's tragic death, all eyes are on the famed superhero for a message of hope and reassurance. And, oh, here he is now.
Optimo strode up to the press conference podium in his full costume, and his cape billowed out behind him so much that it looked like someone must have brought a wind machine to the press conference, just to make sure that Optimo looked like the amazing hero that he was supposed to be. Of course, we knew that Optimo was really just Chad Bellamy, a frat bro douchebag with more ego than common sense. But still, the crowd of reporters around the podium all fell quiet as Optimo bowed his head and then pretended to wipe a tear from his eye.
My friends, this is a heavy day for Pinnacle City and the world. By now, you have all heard that the CEO of the Warden's Corp was brutally, viciously murdered inside his own home last night. I'm here to tell you that, yes, it is true.
The reporters all gasped, even though they were the ones who had reported the crime in the first place.
I know.
Optimo said, as he held up his gloved hands to calm down the crowd.
It is also true that the police do not have any suspects yet, but rest assured, they will soon. And I will be there every step of the way to make sure that whoever committed this horrible crime is brought to justice.
A few of the reporters clapped before they seemed to realize that might be inappropriate, since they were all there to talk about a man's death.
I will assist the police in their investigation, as I so often do,
Optimo said as he puffed out his chest.
I will personally speak to the doorman of the building and find out what he knows and—
Do you think the doorman had anything to do with it?
I believe he may know more than he thinks he does,
Optimo replied with a glare at the reporter who had interrupted him.
I think he may be the victim of some sort of mind-controlling supervillain, since otherwise there is no way to explain the gaps in his memory.
Then if the doorman isn't a suspect, do you have any suspects yourself, Optimo? One of the reporters called out.
This should be interesting.
I have only just begun my investigations, ladies and gentlemen, so I have no more answers for you just yet, but...
The smug superhero paused dramatically and looked right at the camera.
But I do have a message for whoever did this.
Optimo growled and pointed his finger at the camera.
I may not know or be able to prove who you are just yet, but I will find out who you are, and I will bring you to justice, and then we'll see how much you can enjoy all your money from inside a prison.
So you think the villain has money?
Optimo struggled for a moment before he recovered.
I just meant that only money motivates the kind of scum who commit crimes like this.
Oh, I think Optimo definitely has a suspect. He just doesn't have any way to prove that it was us, since our decoys were spotted earlier in a whole different city.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't say anything more specific. Maybe he's not a total idiot, after all.
No, he's still a total idiot, I said with a smirk. He just doesn't want to say it was us without any proof, because then he really would look like an idiot.
Especially if a reporter tried to call him out on it.
But I will make a vow to you, citizens of Pinnacle City. I vow that I will not rest until this villain is brought to justice. I will not stop until I put him exactly where he belongs. And with the death of our fearless leader, Roger Berry, I vow to be your new leader of both the Wardens and the Warden's Corp.
Just like I thought. Optimo is already using the CEO's death to try to get more power for himself.
Ugh, how can somebody so powerful be so predictable?
Because he doesn't have any imagination, I said with a shrug.
Well, he sure as hell doesn't have enough imagination to create all the technology that you have. We're all ready for you.
Elizabeth suddenly called from where she was seated at the workstation with Eileen. Oh, that was fast, I said with a grin, and then Norma and I went to join my gorgeous girlfriend.
It is easier with real DNA than synthetic,
Eileen said.
The stem cells with Elizabeth's spliced DNA are ready to be injected into you. I've isolated the bit of strand that has her powers, so it should function just like what we intend with Optimo.
Then, let's do it and see what happens. Eileen swabbed my arm with an alcohol wipe, pulled out a big-ass needle, and injected it straight into my arm. As soon as I had taken the shot, I sat down and flexed my fingers while I waited for the stem cells to take effect. I thought it might take at least a few minutes, so I had just settled in for a little bit of a wait when I suddenly felt a shiver down my spine. I think we might be in business. Quick, somebody tell me a lie.
Oh, I got one. I don't think that Optimo's the biggest douchebag in the world.
My ears immediately prickled with a strange sensation that was almost like pain, only it wasn't that bad.
And I don't think you're the richest and sexiest man alive,
Elizabeth said with a sly grin. Again, I felt the same sensation in my ears that Dynamo felt whenever someone lied to her, so I knew that her powers must have already taken effect. Oh, this'll be fun, I said, and then I stood up and, without my supersuit, picked up the closest stainless steel work table with one hand.
Ooh, damn, Miles!
So far, so good, I said as I set the table back down. All right, let's see what else I can do.
Try the couch. It's really heavy, but it shouldn't be a problem for your new strength.
I moved over to the lounge, grabbed one end of the couch, and was instantly surprised by how light it felt. It was a heavy-ass piece of furniture, but my superpowered girlfriend was right. I was able to lift the whole thing straight up overhead, and it didn't even feel heavier than a weightless workout bar at the gym. That's fucking awesome, I said, and then set the couch down while I looked around for something else to lift. Since I wasn't sure exactly how long the superpowers would stick, I decided not to test out Elizabeth's regenerative powers just yet. The last thing I wanted to do was injure myself to see if I would heal, only to have her powers wear off before my body could actually repair itself. Instead, I just lifted and tossed around a few more things in the cellar, and then my girlfriend and I started to spar in the lounge a little bit, just to test out my new strength some more. It felt badass to be so strong, even without my supersuit. But after I had toyed around with it for just a few minutes, I felt the same shiver down my spine that I had felt when the powers first took effect. Sure enough, when I tried to lift the couch again, it felt just as heavy as it normally did, so her powers had already worn off. How long was that?
7 minutes, 43 seconds.
Eileen replied. Not bad. But not long enough to face Optimo with his own powers. I definitely need to find a way to make superpowers last longer than just 7 minutes for myself. Norma, what was your idea?
Okay,
Norma said as she plopped down onto the couch and rubbed her hands together.
It's a little crazy, but I really feel like it can work. We just gave Miles some of my cut-up and cloned DNA and gave him my superpowers for a few minutes. I think we can handle a little crazy. That's fair. So, I've been doing a lot of research on some new torture technology out of Russia, right?
Sure, why not? I smirked as I seated myself across from her.
So, that kind of led me down this crazy Russian rabbit hole, and that led me to this really intense high-security prison in Siberia and some of the new technology that the Russians are testing out on the inmates there. That sounds kind of fucked up, but okay. Oh, trust me, the inmates there are, like, really bad. I mean, really. Really bad, so don't feel too sorry for them.
I assume the prison is for supervillains?
Yep, exactly. And when I was reading up on this prison, I found this one particular supervillain who's imprisoned there. His name is Incubus, and he's basically the worst of the worst.
I haven't heard of him. What are his powers?
Here's where it gets interesting.
My nerdy assistant said as she pushed her glasses up her nose.
This guy's power is to absorb other people's powers. Villains, heroes, whatever.
How?
He can modify his own DNA. So if somebody's got superpowers, Incubus can alter key sequences in his own DNA and use them for himself. Holy shit. Can he use them forever? Not exactly. He can only absorb and adjust his own DNA to hold one superhero's power at a time, so he can't just absorb as many as he wants. If he took Dynamo's powers, then he could be an even match against her. But if he took Penumbra's powers right after that, then he would lose all of Dynamo's powers and only have Penumbra's.
Even the ability to use just one superhero's power at a time would be an unstoppable force in the right hands.
Eileen chimed in. Fuck yeah, it would, I said with a grin. And let me guess, you're thinking that if we get this incubus guy's DNA, we could splice it with Optimo's and then inject that combination into me, right?
Yes!
Norma clapped her hands together.
It could act as a kind of a genetic glue, basically. So then Optimo's powers won't just wear off after 7 minutes and 43 seconds. You'll have his powers permanently.
Because I'll be able to permanently alter key sequences in my own DNA. Well, that's fucking fantastic, Norma. Nice work.
It also may be possible to alter his DNA even more,
Eileen said.
So you can absorb and use as many powers at one time as possible.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Incubus may only be able to use one power at a time, but by the time I finish with his DNA, I'll be able to absorb and use as many powers at one time as I want to.
Okay, I just need a second,
Elizabeth said as she brushed her long black hair back over her shoulders.
Because if all that is true and Incubus's DNA would give you the ability to absorb Optimo's powers permanently, then couldn't we do the same thing for you with, well, with anyone's powers?
That is the logical conclusion,
Eileen said.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. But you're right. If we get DNA from Incubus and Miles is able to alter his own genetic sequence in just the right way, then Miles will basically be able to absorb anybody's power that he wants to, and he'll be able to keep them forever. He could get DNA from a bunch of different superheroes. I bet some of the wardens would even help us willingly. And we could be persuasive with the unwilling wardens.
True. I'd be unstoppable with Optimo's powers alone, but if we threw in a few more powers, well, then I could really have some fun.
Especially if we started with the wardens who might want to see Optimo fall just as much as we do. Yeah, but how do we find out which wardens are still decent people and which ones are already too corrupt? Well, I have a few ideas from my time with them, but I was also kind of thinking that we could just ask Clifford. That's the boy who can shapeshift, right? Yeah, he's like my little brother. He would definitely help us out if I asked him to. So we'll get a list of the good and bad wardens from Clifford, and then we just need to get Incubus's DNA so we can give Miles as many powers as he wants.
You make it sound quite easy,
Eileen said.
But I believe it may be a little more difficult than it appears.
Yeah. Because that only leaves us with one real question, but it's a fucking big one. How the hell do we break this Incubus asshole out of this secret Siberian prison?